This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Pump up the volume.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
And we're actually going to get to talk baseball with Clayton.
I'm going to try to throw some cheese real quick. Hold on.
From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
We'll see, what do you want?
Cutter in. Slider in.
I don't throw a cutter.
He doesn't slider in.
Slider.
Cutter.
Son of a...
Hey, sit him down.
The Rich Eisen Show with guest host, WWE superstar Seth Rollins. Earlier on the show, Steelers defensive tackle Cam Hayward. Coming up, Bears cornerback Jalen Johnson. And now, sitting in for Rich, it's WWE superstar Seth Rollins.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back for hour two. I'm not going to do the whole intro again.
No, but that graphic is awesome. I didn't realize the building was on fire the first time.
On fire.
I didn't notice that.
I have graffitied like the little beach lifeguard thing. I think my favorite one is my wife. There it is. My wife is like on the telephone pole.
I didn't even realize we changed the open.
The palm tree.
It's really something beautiful. But for those who don't know, I am WWE superstar Seth freaking Rollins, filling in here for Rich Eisen on the Rich Eisen Show. If you're watching us live on the Roku Sports Channel, listening to us on Infinity Sports Network, listening to us on Sirius XM, you can call us too and give us a holler. We got some callers, actually, we're going to get to, but if you need the number, it is 844-204-RICH, R-I-C-H. We couldn't get a Seth number. We couldn't get, like, a 204 Seth.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, what is...
Maybe tomorrow.
844-204-SETH.
We could do it like, you know,
be?
Just
four,
saying.
We could do four letters, one word, Seth. We could do that.
But yeah, we had a great first hour.
That's hilarious.
You guys really kept me going, man. You kept me moving. I appreciate it. It goes fast.
It flies.
It's so cool. I appreciate it. I hope everybody listening or watching is having a good time. Rich, I hope I'm doing you a solid here and filling in well enough, but yeah, let's pop into some callers. Let's talk. We have a bunch of callers.
We got a slew. I mean, you have the list in front of you. You can go down, or I can choose. Like, what do you think?
You know what? I don't like the pressure of choosing.
I don't want
to play favorites.
Jay Foley, let's go line four. Let's go Madison in California. What's up, man?
Hi.
Oh,
hello,
man, woman.
Hi.
Sorry.
M'lady.
Sorry. Apologies.
Yes.
Wow.
Madison, how are you?
I'm doing good. I have two questions for you, Seth.
Go for it.
My first one is, are you satisfied with your career? And after you answer that, my second one is, well, like, just a little dump. You're a really big inspiration to me, you and your wife. And I just, what are your words of advice? Because I want to be a wrestler when I get older. So I just, what do you think I should do?
Wow. That's, how old are you? You sound like an adult human. Are you a teenager?
I'm turning 14 in October.
Oh wow.
Thanks for calling.
Look, I'm bringing the youth game.
You are.
I'm bringing the youth movement to the Rich Eisen.
Your callers are 80.
So. Are you a normal Rich Eisen? Are you a normal Rich Eisen listener? Or are you just popping in for me today?
I saw you on the TV, and I'm a really big wrestling fan, so I'm like, oh my God, that's Seth freaking Rollins, and so I called.
I love it. I love to hear that. The first part of your question, you asked if I was satisfied with my career, right? Is that the one?
Yeah,
I am. I am really good. I think I'm in a place in my life where if it all ended tomorrow, knock on wood, you know, I don't know where there's no wood around here, but I'll knock on it proverbially. If it all ended tomorrow, I would be extremely satisfied. You know, not only have I been able to like kind of accomplish all of these cool milestone things in my life, like, you know, winning world titles and main eventing WrestleMania and headlining. It's the things that I think people don't really think about. Like, I've made some of my best friends in the world through the industry. I have met my wife here. So I have a family because of this business. I've been able to travel the world. I get to talk to people like you who tell me that I inspire them, which is, you know, pretty insane. I've been doing this for a long time, so I get that often, but it never is lost on me how incredible it is to be an inspiration to another human being in whatever capacity that is. And so I've been able to do all of those things and provide a life for my family and those close to me. And so, yeah, if, like I said, if it all ended tomorrow, I would be more than satisfied with what I've been able to accomplish, the people I've been able to meet and the things I've been able to do, through professional wrestling in my life. So thank you for that part of the question. That was great. I have immense gratitude, for my industry and what I've been able to do in it. And the other side of it is, look, hustle, man, hustle. That's my advice. Just hustle. Like, if you love it, and you really want to do it, and just keep working, keep hustling. Hard work will provide opportunities for you, and then you just got to knock those opportunities out of the park. Mm-hmm. I own my own wrestling school in Davenport, Iowa, Black and Brave Wrestling Academy. I've had it for over a decade, and you know, the advice, even though the business has changed, times have changed, everything is different than it was 10 years ago, the advice remains the same. You just got to hustle and be prepared to suffer. and I mean that in a way that embrace the suffering, because that part of it, that struggle, is what makes anything you do in life worth it, right? If everything is easy for you, then it's no fun. Then you're not going to get what you want out of it. So embrace that journey, be prepared to hustle, revel in it, and be prepared to suffer and enjoy that part of it, because it is worthwhile if you really want something. So great questions. Allowed me to be a little, get my Tony Robbins on a little bit there.
Thank you, Madison.
Seth, would you also tell Madison to make sure, if she starts training, to make sure the school, the trainer that she goes to, is accredited?
And yeah. You know, there's something to that too. You want to find somebody that's not just going to take your money. You want to find, because there's a lot of carny folk out there in the wrestling business. These guys, these old timers, and you know, look, I get it. You know, you got to find a way to pay the bills, but try not to take money from these kids who are just coming to you with a dream. So, and when you're looking out for that, you know, when you're trying to get trained, you know, look for places that have some sort of accreditation, or even just a conversation with some of these trainers, you can kind of get the idea, or you see people who've come through there that have gotten trained. It's a wild west out there in the independent pro wrestling world. So you got to be careful. You know, get good training, stay in school. Like my mama told me, stay in school. You know, I'm not saying have a backup plan. I'm saying just give yourself some options when you're first getting started. Cause you never know. You might not like it. You know, it's not for everybody. Right. We got a lot of kids that come to our school. They don't love it. They think they love it. They get in the ring 2 weeks later. They're like, I don't love this. I love watching it. I don't love falling down, man.
And you said you had a plan at 14. That's what you wanted to do. And then, you know, your mom made you stick it out. And then 18, did you love it right away? Was that a thing when you got in there and started taking the bumps and the bruises? You were like, yes, more.
Oh, I couldn't get enough of it. I could not get enough of it. The first time I was ever in a real ring, like we had access to a real ring. This is a kind of wacky story. So we I mentioned we were backyard wrestlers. Okay. We ended up, you know, doing shows and people would come. One guy that came to the shows, he had a death in the family. They left him some money. With some of that money, he bought our little backyard wrestling company a wrestling ring. We put that ring inside of a church gymnasium that wasn't being used in the summertime. And we had full access to that during the open hours of the church, whatever those were. But you could not keep me out of that ring. I loved it. I jumped off the top rope. I learned how to, I took every bump I could, front bump, back bump, belly bump. I was doing like camps. I would go pay like $20, $10, $15, $50 to go to these camps at independent wrestling shows in the Midwest. So I'd work with, like, you know, Samoa Joe, or like a guy named Joe Legend. I worked with an independent guy named acid. You know, like I would do anything to get in this ring. So I loved it. I was obsessed with it. I loved the feeling of being sore. I loved all of it. I loved the marks on my back that I get from running the ropes. We had cable ropes in these rings, like WWE ropes are the rope. So they're kind of a little more lax, but independent rings are like cables. Like they're literally just garden hoses wrapped around cable, essentially. That's all they are. And so you will get like, your back will get cut up the more you do it. But I loved it. I loved it. I was obsessed with it from the beginning. I loved it. And we get kids at our school that come in and like, they think, oh yeah, this is going to be easy. They come in and I'm like, well, you're out of your mind. They 2 weeks, they're running the ropes. They're taking bumps. They're trying to get in shape because they think that you don't have to be in shape to be a wrestler for some reason. Whatever. And they're gone. They quit. They're out. And that's okay. Look, that's okay. Truth be told, I don't want those people in my business in that capacity. Yeah. I want them to be the ones buying the tickets. That's what I want. And that's okay. That's okay. There's a place for everybody in our industry. I'm not trying to like gatekeep or anything like that, but I want people on our side, on my side, who are going to hustle and put in the work. And everybody's got different, you know, kind of levels on where they see success. You know, some people are like just weekend warriors. They just like it. They're like, ah, this is something I always wanted to do. And now I get to do it and I can do it occasionally on the weekend. Great. That's awesome for you. Some people, they want to do what I do. They want to make money. They want to be at the top of the game. They want to be the best. They want to inspire the next generation, whatever it may be. And that's great. And then some people are like, yeah, I think I just want to buy a ticket. And we love you. We need you too. That's right. We need you too. So yeah, I get that. Do we want to go to some more callers?
Well, yeah, by the way, was acid, was his finisher like the hallucinator or something like that? Like,
you know, dude, what was his finisher? I think it was acid. Like he was like, I think it was like a snake type situation as opposed to like a drug situation. I think he was like, I can't remember exactly, but yeah, God bless. Nice guy. Nice
shout
guy.
Out to Acid.
Shout out to Acid.
Acid, where is that guy right now?
I would
Acid
love
might
to
be
know.
On the line, man.
He might be.
Jay, let's go. Let's go to line three. Let's go to Enoch in Pittsburgh.
Go ahead.
How you doing, man?
Doing good. How are you?
Good. What do we got for Seth?
Okay. Am I allowed two real questions for Seth?
Sure.
Okay. The first one is, I'm just curious, Seth, how often you get to watch football live. I feel like obviously like during the season, Monday Night Raw overlaps with Monday Night Football. And I know just in general, the wrestling, travel schedule, there's a lot of days you're traveling. So I'm just curious how much, just typically how much you get to watch like games live and stuff. And the second one is, I know you have a lot of outfits and stuff that have been inspired by like Game of Thrones and Marvels and things. I was just curious if you, and you're known for just all a ton of having weird and wacky outfits. I'm just curious if you had a favorite outfit that you've had worn in your career.
Great question. So should we do the football one first or the wrestling one
first? Sure, do the football first.
Football first. I try to get to as many games as I can during the season. I think last year I went to, I remember two, there might have been a third. I ended up at, one was a like an integration. I went to the Bills-Ravens Sunday night game where the Ravens absolutely mollywopped the Bills. Like it was brutal. And then I went to the Bears game. Bears-Lions game in Chicago where it was just destruction. The Lions dismantled Chicago within 5 minutes, I think, in that game. And then I was at the Hail Mary game.
Oh, you were?
In Washington.
Oh, no.
The end of the season last year. Yeah, I mean, it was the middle of the season, but it was really the beginning of the end of the Chicago Bears season.
Hold on, stop. Where were you sitting? Yeah. What was the end of the game like? Did you see it all unfold in real time? What were your...
So I went in, I was in a box with, I had my family with me. So not my, I had my uncle, my cousin and cousin-in-law or something, by through marriage. Either way, I had a few people, my bus driver was with me as well. We were in a Commander's like sponsorship box. So okay. We were not allowed to wear Bears gear. Right. Okay. So we were like, I had my jersey on underneath, of course, covered up, you know, we were all there. And We're watching, and the game, I mean, look, I'll take you through it. The first half was rough for Chicago. Mm-hmm. Couldn't get any points on the board, but was holding Jaden Daniels to field goals. So the Commanders were just getting field goals. Then the third quarter, sort of more of the same, but like halfway through the third quarter, the tide started to turn. The Bears started to make a comeback, started to play ball better, started to move the ball better, and then Caleb goes ham in the fourth quarter. Yep. And brings the Bears all the way back. So we were, you know, first half, we're just, you know, ho-hum, like, you know, give me a beer, give me some snacks, like just bummed out. Everybody around us is like just strutting, you know, like peacocks up in the...
They knew you were all Bears fans, right?
They knew, yeah, okay. They knew. Of course they knew. Of course they knew. And so they were rubbing it in. And then the fourth quarter, the whole thing was silent, but we were losing our minds, losing our minds. And Caleb had brought the team back. I think there were two like just spectacular drives that he had led to lead the Chicago. And there's no time left at that point. They're at the 50-yard line. You're thinking, like, my brain was like, oh, there's no chance. You know, there's no, what, with 50, this is too far. Like, mm-hmm. He's not even going to have the time to throw the ball. Like, even if he does throw it, no one ever catches a Hail Mary. Like, I was so out on it. I was like, this is not, there's no chance. He chunks the thing. You know, if obviously you're thinking, okay, he's running around too much, but it's like Jaden Daniels. So you're kind of like, ah, he might get a chance to throw the ball because he's moving around a lot. So I kind of wasn't surprised that he got a good one off. And then as you see it developing, because you're following the ball live, but you start to see in your periphery, the guy in the back, I don't remember who caught it, but the guy behind everybody, and he's by himself. And I remember, like, you know, time slows down. You just see it happen. It's the smoothest thing in slow motion, and he catches it, and I didn't even have words. Like, I dropped to my knees in the box. I collapsed. I fell over. There was at the time, there was some kids had recognized me from underneath, and they were filming me on their phone. No. So you don't see the collapse, because they know they're losing their minds as well. But what you see is like me, I'm like peeking my head up over like when I finally came to, I like came to over the little guardrail there at the stadium, and I'm just I'm in shock. Like, you. It was unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it in my life. I hope I never see anything like it again.
Did you see the Yahoo on your team who was like taunting? Did you see all that?
Tyreek Stevenson.
You saw that going down?
So my uncle was actually pointing it out as it was happening. He's like, hey, look at this fool. What's he doing over there? What's his, yeah, 28 or whatever number he is. He's like, get it, 29, get it. What are you doing? Get back there. He's yelling at him. You know what I mean? My uncle, he's a little bit older. He's like zoned in on that. There he is, Tyreek Stevenson. Yeah. I mean, he was doing what I was doing, thinking there's no chance, you know, no chance. But yeah, that was the beginning of the end. Bears won one more game after that, and it was the final week in Green Bay. Oh. That was it. That was it. They were 4-2 going into that game. If they win that game, if they win that game,
probably make the playoffs.
Last season is a totally different game. Yep. You know what I mean? You don't. Eberflus might kept his job. You know, we may not even have Ben Johnson in the game.
Wouldn't have been good, though.
No, it would have been terrible. I loved the guy as a D coordinator in Indianapolis. I thought he was great. Yeah. When Chicago made the hire, I talk about a head scratch. I was deep in the head scratch game on that one. But I was a full bear. I'm a full in. I'm buying in all the time. So I'm like, yeah, this is our guy, Eberflus.
Right.
It became very apparent pretty quickly that he was not going to be a great head coach for that team. So yeah, that's where I'm at on the Bears. But hey, let's talk about the wrestling outfits. Yeah, I got to answer part two of that question. I've had a lot of really good ones. I think they're talking specifically about my gear. You know, over the last couple of years since I've been in these types of outfits, I've had way too many outfits to even pick from. But my gear, man, I've had a lot of really fun ones. One of my favorite ones was actually here in Los Angeles for WrestleMania. When I wrestled Logan Paul, I had this massive, like, red, I don't even know what to call it. It was a huge puffy jacket looking thing. And I had like, there was some pink involved and there was a lot of puff to it. And it was like half inspired by, I think, a Rihanna Super Bowl halftime show look. There was a lot of weird stuff going on, but it was so over the top. It was so Los Angeles. I thought that was really fun. They mentioned my Game of Thrones. I've done a couple Game of Thrones. I did Kingslayer for WrestleMania one year, which is like all gold and some fire. That one was pretty cool. But I actually liked the Night King If anybody watched Game of Thrones in here, yeah. There's a Night King outfit I did for WrestleMania in New Orleans the last time we were there. I had blue contacts and everything. So if I have one caveat to that, I will say this. I wanted my entrance, you know, has burn it down, the fire, right?
Oh, you wanted ice.
I wanted the blue fire. I wanted the blue fire.
It's so cool.
I wanted the blue fire. I pushed so hard for the blue fire, and I got I had a one particular voice. Oh no, I won't say who.
Well, that, if I
do the impression, oh god,
that's good stuff, pal.
That's god. No one's gonna know. And then I remember he was, in case you didn't know, it was Vince McMahon. He was acting like he watched Game of Thrones. Like he knew what I was talking about. I'm like, there's no way.
I mean, blue contacts are sick. I'm looking at pictures.
You're looking at it? Yeah. The blue contacts were cool. I was able to wrestle with, I think I wrestled with them in, or maybe I took them out. I don't remember. But either way, I thought the fit came together really well. And it was fun. They did the entrance up in some blue. Like I think it started red and like turned to blue or whatever. But yeah, that one was... Those are two that jump off the page.
I remember the SummerSlam like 2015 against Cena when you came out in all white. That was dope. And then the word was you were told you couldn't wear that again.
That is correct. Yeah, I got the no go on that.
Oh, they just don't want you to have fun or what? Because that was fire.
Yeah, when I did it, I got the that's heat sinking. That's heat sinking. That's amazing. Yes, that's great. And then it was like no more white. No more. You know what it was? Is it got such a good response? I think online, like people were so excited for it. They didn't want me to get they didn't want people to like me.
Yeah, because you were
Ultimate bad guy at the time. Ultimate bad guy at the time. But anyway, we got some good stuff coming up, guys. We got my NFL 2025 power rankings coming up. Oh, you're not going to want to miss it. Not going to want to miss it. I got a good list.
Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available Class Executive Advanced Safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal check for traffic and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available blind spot view monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Navy Federal can help you find and finance the right vehicle with ease. And this summer, you're in the driver's seat with savings. You could get a $250 bonus when you buy your next car through Navy Federal's car buying service powered by TrueCar and finance with Navy Federal. With this tool, you can find the vehicle that's right for you as you search through inventory and compare models. And you can get an amazing rate when you finance with Navy Federal. Navy Federal strives to support all active duty veterans and their families to achieve their personal and financial goals. And this partnership with TrueCar is one of the many tools Navy Federal uses to help its members. Make your plan with Navy Federal and TrueCar today. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. To qualify for the $250 bonus, car purchase and financing must be completed by September 2nd, 2025. Terms and conditions apply and are available at NavyFederal.org/TrueCar. Credit and collateral subject to approval. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. You are an accomplished water skiing enthusiast.
Yes,
you
I
once
am.
Worked as a water skiing instructor.
Yes, I am.
When the Happy Days riders found out, they wrote it into the script,
yes.
And that's how Jump the Shark was born.
Okay, my father said to me, "Tell Gary Marshall you water ski." I said, "I'm not telling him I water ski. Tell him you water ski." So he told me enough times, I went to Gary, I said, "I'm just going to say this. My father wants you to know I'm a water skier." And I was a counselor in camp as a water skiing counselor. All of a sudden, I'm water skiing. I pull up on the beach. I let go of the rope. I pull up on the beach. I step out of the skis. And I go, "Hey, look at that." And I'm smiling.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch the scene, half of that smile is the Fonz going, "Hey, I did it." And the other half is Henry going, "Oh, I can't believe you did it." True.
And you are aware of the phrase "jump the shark."
I am.
And it's meaning within the pop culture lexicon.
Yeah, I am.
Right?
A young man, John Heim.
Yeah, he's a Michigan guy.
A Michigan guy, yeah. In his dorm room.
Yeah.
With his roommate, don't know his name. They came up with the phrase "jump the shark" because of that episode.
Yes.
And I met him years later. Now, this is America. He comes up with a phrase. There's a book. There's a game. He's on the radio, on the Howard Stern Network.
That's true.
Now, people say, "How did you feel?" With, you know, that this phrase, "jump the shark," every time they mentioned it, and it was in the newspaper,
mm-hmm.
they had a picture of me water skiing. At that time, I had great legs. So I didn't care for 1 minute. We were number one for 5 years after that. What did I care?
That's
that
true.
There was a phrase.
That's true. That's true. And
we are back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Seth Rollins filling in for Rich Eisen here with Chris Brockman, Jason Feller.
Buddy.
And again, way off in the distance. Way up in the nosebleeds.
That's where I feel most comfortable.
TJ Jefferson, we are live on the Roku Sports Channel, Infinity Sports Network, Sirius XM, and Odyssey, the Odyssey app, odyssey.com. Rich has an Instagram. And X, he has an X to at Rich Eisen Show. Yeah. I also have social media, which I try not to use at all. I use my Instagram a little bit. The X, I'm done. You know what? Here's the thing. I actually need to make an announcement about this.
Oh, okay.
This is breaking news.
Wait, Seth, we'll get you some music.
We're going to get to my power rankings for the NFL this season coming up soon, but I need to make a very important announcement. I didn't even think about this. It just occurred to me. Is this the breaking news music?
No, this is not breaking news music.
I like this, though.
He's going to break some news.
Yeah, breaking news.
We should get Pelissaro for this.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. All right, I am going to break the news.
And Maria, I see.
Breaking news.
There it is. Beautiful.
It took a while. But
beautiful. We got there. My I Hate Football tweets will be moving from the X platform.
What?
To the Threads platform.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
That's right. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
There it is. There they are. Wow. That was quick. How did you get that so fast? I did not prep them on that at all. That literally just occurred to me in the moment, and I wanted to share it with everybody. So kudos to whoever got that,
Hoskins,
that done.
We had
That's
that
amazing.
From a few years ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've left the platform X. It still exists, like my account, but I don't run it. We don't need to get into the politics of all that, but it has now been moved to Threads. I will still be hopefully loving more football than hating this
I think
season.
You're going to.
But I will be loving, and I mean, we'll get to that. I think maybe tomorrow we're going to go over game by game. I got the little
the
thing.
One,
we
lost
got the whole,
game.
The whole
one
schedule right here. Yeah. We're gonna play that tomorrow.
Seth, I've actually kind of stolen your I love football or I hate football for the Mets this year.
162 games.
I'm about 70 games. I've missed a few, but it's tough. There's a lot of games, but I've got a lot of them in there, and it's all because of you. I love baseball, hashtag let's go Mets, or I hate baseball in the lower case hashtag LGM.
See, this is my thing with baseball. Can you really love it after one loss or like one win? You know what I mean?
I think that's what kind of makes it funny. Like I hate baseball in May.
It's egregious. Yeah, but football, it really matters. One game, it can be. I can hate football 100%, and I do.
And you got a whole week to stew over.
A whole week.
You know what I mean? That's the problem.
It's pain. My poor family. My poor wife. My wife is Irish. She doesn't even understand.
Doesn't get it.
Your wife is the ultimate troll, though. You guys are in Green Bay, and she comes out with the Bears gear on, and it's just like amazing.
She gets it. Yeah, she gets it. And she understood the assignment. She saw me at the draft, and was like, "I got this, honey. I know you're not out there very much tonight. I'm out there. I'll take care of it for the fam." So I appreciate that. Yeah, unfortunately for her, she's got to A, deal with having to be a Bears fan, and B, like, has to deal with my suffering, which turns to anger. I get mad.
It's understandable.
Know? Yeah, I don't let it linger like for just a few hours. It sometimes takes till the next day.
It's over.
Because what happens is, here's the thing. All right, the game's on Sunday. Bears get demolished. Then I got to deal with it all Sunday night, but then I got to go to work the next day, and then we got to talk about it. I got to talk about it, you know, and I got to try to spin it like, oh, in the next week is going to be better. You know, it's a short week. They're playing on Thursday. It can't possibly get any worse. You know, like that's what it's come to. It can't get any worse. Oh, Anyway, breaking news. The tweets will no longer be tweets. They'll be posts, I guess, threads. I don't know what to even call it. But they're going to be on threads this season.
All right.
So, you know, you got to move forward in life. That's it. You just got to move forward.
Adapt.
And understand.
Adapt.
Overcome.
And overcome. And that's what we're going to do as we move into my 2025 NFL Power Rankings, baby. Here we go. Let's do it. Yeah. There he is.
Wow.
Look at that.
There are many like it, but Power Rankings.
That is I'm told this is a thing Rich does every Wednesday.
Yes. Every Wednesday.
Power Rankings.
Wednesday Power Rankings.
Yep. So we're going to power rank.
All right, let's do it.
We're going to go down the list, all right?
Or up the list.
Well, yeah, up the down. 10 to 1, right? Down the list.
down.
10 to 1. All right, so we're going to start at 10, and this might be a surprise to some people. It was a surprise to me as we were looking it over and we were thinking about it. But I really feel like, I hate to say this. I hate it. It pains me. I really feel like Aaron Rodgers is going to make a difference.
What?
In Pittsburgh. I do. Look, he came last season. At the end of the season, he played really well. His Achilles is 100%. He's back to it. He's motivated. He's playing with, look, we know this Steelers team finishes at 500 or better every year, no matter what.
Every year.
Every year, no matter what. With Justin Fields and Russell Wilson splitting time last year, like, they still did it. They still got to the playoffs.
Kenny Pickett.
Come on, right? I mean, it's going to happen. So I think you add in a few extra wins to that, and they're in a position to where they're gonna play. And you got a guy who, in the last 2 minutes of a game, can go and win it for you on the offensive side of the ball. So I think they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. That's my opinion. I hope I'm wrong. I want to see, and not for Cam. I love Cam. Yeah. Not for Cam. I want them to be good for Cam, but I want them to suffer.
One Cam's bigger than us.
Oh, yeah, he is. He would hurt us badly. I already have one bag of leg. Yeah. I can't have two bag of legs. So, that's a controversial one, but I'm going with it. Moving on to number 9. Number 9, a team that just got obliterated by injuries last season, but I still think has an exceptional squad, a lot of talent, great coaching. They play in a very winnable division, though I think they're going to get some pushback on that from a couple of teams there. I'm going with the San Francisco 49ers at 9. I think they underperformed last year, but I think a lot of that has to do with the injuries.
Right.
My man George Kittle, you know, you got Brock Purdy here in the graphic, and we love Brock. I love Brock. Man got paid, I believe, got paid this offseason, right?
Sure did.
Made a little money. We like that. like that for guys who've earned it, Mr. Irrelevant. And he is no longer irrelevant. I think they're going to have a good season. Like I said, the Cardinals, I think, the Rams, I think, are going to push him in that division. Seahawks, you know, I'm not in love with them, but I do think the Cardinals are going to be better. The Rams, I think, were undervalued last season. You saw what they were able to do. But I do think the 49ers, if they can stay healthy, again, that's a caveat, if they can Big stay if, healthy, yeah. they got the squad.
Yeah, so, Kittle got paid, too, this offseason.
He did, and we love that. We love George. You know what? I will say this before we move on. I saw George at a golf event with the Miz, my colleague, this past
American
week.
American Century.
Yes.
Tried a super kick.
Lake Tahoe.
Now, can we really call that a super kick?
Oh.
That was atrocious.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if it was the pants. I don't know if George is just getting old and he ain't got the hip mobility. He used to. I don't
stretch.
Know. Yeah, but my God, that you can't call that a super kick.
Call it a mediocre kick?
A mediocre kick. I like that. Not super. Nothing super about that.
Super
awful kick. I don't. That. Good God bless.
Wow. Shots fired.
Yeah. Oof. So we're continuing here at the top of the list. Number 8. Another one that might surprise some people, but I think this division is very strong. I think this team. Look, they underperformed last season as well, but they lost a lot of close games. They were, I believe, the highest scoring offense in the NFL. Don't quote me on that, but very close to it. The Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh.
I think Joe Burrow and that offense is going to be so good. The defense cannot, and I don't mean this as a knock on them too much, but that defense can't be any worse than it was last year. It was so bad. Dude, it was so... I watched them blow so many games where Burrow would put up 40-plus points, and they just could not stop anybody. I think they're going to win some more games this year. I think they're going to be a team to be reckoned with, especially when we start looking into January in the playoff time. I think if they can sneak... I mean, look, if they would have snuck into the wild card last year, I was concerned about them, to be honest with you. I thought they would have been able to... do some damage, surprise some people.
Yeah, they were a team that nobody wanted to get in the playoffs.
No, absolutely not. And they still, after, you know, gave up 30-plus points every single game, it seemed, they were still right there. So I think they're going to be better this year. I think they, again, they can't be any worse. I think they're going to win some of those close games. So they're my number 8 team.
Okay.
Number 7, going to the Chicago Bears division, but not the Chicago Bears. The Detroit Lions. The Lions, yes, at 7. I know. You probably think that's a little low, right?
I do.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you why. You lose both your coordinators.
Yeah.
You lose both of your coordinators in the same season. And not that it hasn't, you know, success in this situation hasn't been, you know, people have done it before. And I don't doubt Dan Campbell. I think he's an incredible head coach. I think he's going to rally the troops. But I do think they're not going to be as good as they were last year or the year before. I think they're going to take a step back. Now that may or may not have to do with the ascension of some team in Chicago that I feel comfortable about, but I do think they're going to take a little bit of a step back. It's going to be difficult for them to get their footing probably in the first part of the season before they start to figure out what this looks like from a defensive side and from an offensive side, because they have the talent. Talent is all there. Everybody stays healthy. Good head coach, good leader. They're going to get things going, but it is going to be, this is my opinion, I think they're going to have a little bit of a struggle to start things off. Number 6. Again, painful to say this, but the Washington Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
They're on the up and up, man. That's a solid team. I think they're the class of the NFC East. I think Dallas is going to, you know, be Dallas. Philly is Philly. But look, I think Washington, man, I think Washington's going to push them very hard this year. I don't see too much of a sophomore slump for Jaden Daniels. I think he's in a great position. They maintain Cliff Kingsbury as offensive coordinator. Yeah, I think that consistency is going to be huge. They have...
They added Debo Samuel.
They added Debo Samuel.
They traded for Laremy Tunsil.
Yeah, I mean, I see only upside to this team as long as they can stay healthy. And I think they're going to be, they might give Philly a run for the money.
They got to make sure they sign McLaren, division. Though.
Yes, yep. They do. Is he full holding out of camp? Is that the deal? Do we know?
He said, you know, yesterday he doesn't see a scenario which he steps on the field without a new deal.
And that's fair.
Fair.
Yeah. That's fair. You know, he's a baller, dude. Yep. I mean, he is a not just a security blanket. Like, he is.
He's the real deal, man.
He's the real deal, dude. And he's an undersized cat, too, at that position to be a wide receiver one. Like, he can make all the plays. He is incredible. Been a stud on my fantasy team last few years, to be honest with you.
And he seems like a good guy. You never hear anything bad about him. Interviews, he comes across great. He seems like someone the fans love. So you got to wonder, why are they playing around with this guy like that?
That's what they do. That's what people do. They play. He's going to get paid. They're not, you know, you could stop bull crapping around with him and give him the money. It's going to happen. But this is just the game that, you know, the front office plays with the talent, with the players. Like, it's just going to happen. So I think he'll get paid. And I think that team's going to be really, really hard to deal with. Number five. Halfway there, the Buffalo Bills, the Josh Allen-led Buffalo Bills at number five. They could, yeah. They I mean, what are you scoffing at me for?
Oh, that was
what was a scoff. Okay. What was a scoff?
This is kind of what I do during Rich's power rankings. I just scoff at all his selections.
This is different though. I mean, he ain't rich. He can come over there and drop something.
That's right. I cannot because I have one working leg.
That's what I mean. I think I might actually be able to take Seth.
I can throw a crutch at you, man.
I think he'd still beat your ass.
Buffalo Bills number five. And look, I'm putting this all on Josh Allen. Saying is the Josh Allen squad. He's the one of the best. You know what I mean? He is incredible.
No doubt.
I still remark about his rookie season. For what that was to what he's become is just incredible to me. You know what I mean? I love Josh Allen. I think he's a married man now. Marriage does something special to you, so I think he's going to take this team to the next level, whatever that may be. They need. I'd love to see them get into a Super Bowl. I really would. Love to see them win one. You know what I mean? For those 90s teams, those 80s, 90s teams, I'd love to see
them. Hoskins would love that, too, in the back. So
yeah, we would love that. We'll see. Number four, the old tried and true Kansas City Chiefs.
Four.
Yeah, you might think they'd be a little bit higher as they were in the Super Bowl last year, but they're aging, except Pat Mahomes. He's like 30 years old. He's invincible. I don't know. I just feel like there's got to be, at some point, you know, They can't always go to the Super Bowl. He's been to like seven AFC championships in a row or something. Like, can you take a year off? Can you just chill for just a minute, brother? Please take a break. You know, him and Andy Reid, Travis Kelce, they know how to win. Kelce is getting a little bit older. Not that he's any less effective. He seems to be able to get open at will, even you know, at his age and experience level. Maybe it's the experience level. I don't know. Work smarter, not harder, I guess. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think number four, and I'll tell you why. It's because I think the teams at 3, 2, and 1 are better. And that's the bottom line. Number three, I'm going with the Baltimore Ravens.
Okay.
That team's ready to win a Super Bowl right now. They're ready to. Lamar is the most dynamic player in the NFL. We haven't seen the best of him, in my opinion. I still think he will win a Super Bowl. I think it's going to happen. Within the next couple years, the team is ready to go. Derrick Henry's still rocking and rolling. That squad is good. Their defense always comes to play. They are, in my opinion, if not the most complete team in the NFL, the second most, maybe third most, behind number two, the Philadelphia Eagles, the reigning, defending Super Bowl champions. I know there's been a lot of discourse about Jalen Hurts, whether he's an elite-level quarterback. It's all nonsense. The guy gets the job done. Bottom line. Don't care if he doesn't do it how you want him to do it. Don't care if he don't do it like Brady or Manning or Breeze. This is your new-age quarterback right here, dude. He gets the job done.
Hold on. I'm looking at this list, right? Eagles.
Something's up. Did we remember these right?
Chiefs. Bills.
All the good teams are already.
All the good teams. I mean, you threw the Commanders in there. I get it. Lions, Bengals, I guess. Steelers, I don't really understand. But what?
Number one.
He's going to do it.
No.
He's going to do it.
Wait.
The Chicago Bears.
Get out of here. The best team
in football. Revamped coaching staff. Revamped offensive line. The weapons are there. DJ Moore, Adunze. We got two tight ends now. Not just one. We got two tight ends. We got Loveland. We got Komet. The defense is going to be on point We got Dennis Allen running ship on that side. The Chicago Bears, the team to beat in the NFL 2025. They're taking it all. Caleb for MVP. Ben Johnson, Coach of the Year. It's over, baby. They are the number one team. They're the team to beat. You come to Chicago, be ready for a butt whooping. It's going to happen, son. Mark my words. Number one team, Chicago Bears. You got a problem with it? Call in. Tell me about it, and we'll get to you after break. Who? Let's go Bear down in the Windy City.
The Bears.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Hey, that's the spirit. Right now, we're celebrating free with a free STP oil filter when you buy 5 quarts of oil and free Duralast brake pads when you buy 2 rotors. Like always, free battery testing, charging, and recycling at every store. Celebrate free at AutoZone, now through July 28th.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
All right, first one up, Brian Cranston. True or false, one of your first gigs was a Preparation H commercial. True or false?
Oh, come on. That is false. Oh, gosh.
Look at that photo. That's very Roy Scheider.
Isn't it?
Do yeah. Look right there? If or, I could peg it.
Roy Scheider. Really good.
What do you think?
Or what's that talk show host who had those big red glasses? What's her
Sally
name?
Jesse Sally Jesse Raphael.
Sally Jesse Raphael.
Sally Jesse Raphael. Good call.
That was good.
Good call. Yeah.
So what happened? This is truly
It's called a job, Rich. I know you haven't been job hunting in a while. Oh, Mr. Employment. Steady employment guy. Well, you're not, you know, actors, you gotta say yes. Well, this was, at least
yes.
I was a spokesperson. I wasn't afflicted by hemorrhoids.
You know what?
Well, in real life I am, but not in. Yeah,
if yeah. I was afflicted, I would trust you to give me the right advice.
I would put that ointment on and go, here we go. Let's take care of this little problem.
I didn't mean the administering of the operation. Oh, I'm
a full service spokesperson. We don't just stop with talking about it. Come on.
Is that why you brought your alcohol as
yes,
well?
I bring my alcohol so I can soak my fingers. Yeah, it kills. It just kills everything. I don't know.
True or false, you did your own stunts on Malcolm in the Middle, including wearing a suit of 10,000 live bees.
That also is false. Okay. That never happened. Oh, God.
You keep on having the photo booth.
Yes.
But those are real?
Those are real. That's 10,000, I forget how many the count it was, but they would extract the pheromones
yes.
from the queen, and they would put the droplets all over me, wherever they wanted the bees to go.
Yes.
Then they'd open up the traveling chutes, and the bees would just start swarming, and they swarm forever. In order for them to stay off my face so the camera could recognize me,
yes.
you take a little of the the bug spray, uh-huh. off or whatever, and they put it all over my face there so that they would crawl, oh, no, I don't want that, and they'd get off it. But it was about 2 inches thick of bees. So I got stung once in the shoulder when they were getting them off, but once when I was doing that whole thing and I had to stand very still, one got between my legs.
Hey now.
And I got stung, and I said, oh, I think I got stung. Because when you're wearing bees, Rich, the chance of being stung is pretty high.
Yes.
You're wearing bees, for God's sake. So, but what I realized is that the sting of a bee is not really painful. It is mostly the shock that gets you. Wow, jeez, just something just. But when you're wearing bees and you get stung, it was literally.
Yeah.
I think I. Did I get stung? I did get stung, and the beekeeper comes over ready with a little credit card thing and a thing to scoop it out. He goes, "Where is it?" I go, "In my scrotum." and he goes, "Can't help you."
You're on your own.
That's exactly what it is. Can't help you.
And we are back here on the Seth Rollins Show. The Seth Rollins Show. That sounds good.
Nice ring.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. I like it. I like it a lot. You know, I like it.
I think that logo.
The logo is beautiful. Yeah, the logo is beautiful. I think we could, you know, Rich, you could take a vacation. More if you like.
You did say you're gonna have some free time on your hands.
I will. Right? Yeah. Seth Rollins filling in for Rich Eisen here. I got Chris. I got Jason. What up, bud? I got TJ.
We're nearly done.
We're deep.
And you mentioned earlier how fast it's going. We try to tell all guest hosts, look, buckle up. It does go fast. Does a live show or an event for WWE, does it feel fast when you're in it?
Yes. Yes, it does. For me anyway, I think, you know, we have most of our shows are two hours, like SmackDown's 2 hours, Raw is like 2 to 2.5 occasionally, and those shows feel so fast, like, because when you get done with the first hour is just all energy, right, all adrenaline, and when you get done with that first hour, you look at the clock and, oh, there's only an hour left, and then it just boom, 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 it's like a waterfall just straight downhill. Now, I will say the antithesis to that is when we have a 3-hour show. Okay. You get done with that first adrenaline shot of the first hour, and you look at the clock and you're going, oh, God bless. Two more hours. And then you get done with the second hour and you're like, oh, there's no full hour left of the show. All right, I guess I'll put on my gear and start warming up. Put out the cigarette, you know. But this has been incredible. The first 2 hours have flown by. Maybe it's because I'm just constantly talking. Either way, I hope we've all been having a good time. Awesome. I've been having a good time. So let's do it. Let's do more hours. Let's do more time.
I love it. Yeah, I think you're doing great. We're having a great time. Phone calls, we love it. Keep calling 844-204-RICH. Let's take this one. Let's go take Jay Felly, line 4. Chris in Dayton, Ohio. Chris, what's up, man?
Dayton. Love Dayton.
What's up, Seth? You're the man.
Thanks, dude. How are you?
I'm doing good. Two-part question, if you don't care.
You people love the two-parters, man. Go for it. Get after it.
How heartbreaking is it that going through quarterback after quarterback, that you guys, as a Chicago Bears fan, have dealt with this. And now you may not be this, but over the years, what's that like for you?
It's painful. I don't know any other way to describe it. It's painful. Every time we get one coming in, we think that's the one, you know? And look, we've had some decent quarterbacks in Chicago. You know, I thought Jay Cutler was a win. I love Jay Cutler. Still love Jay Cutler. What a character. What a cat. And I love Justin Fields. I think Justin Fields, given everything that was going on around him and the system that he was playing in, I think he could have been an incredible quarterback. Still may be in New York. I was bummed when we let him go, but I love Caleb Williams too. So I'm hoping the carousel is over. But man, these elite quarterbacks, they don't grow on trees, guys. Facts. It's not like they just pick them up and here they are.
Toughest position in sports.
It is. There's so much pressure to perform. You know, I saw a headline earlier. We were looking at the TV. Is this now or never for Caleb Williams? He's in his second season with as many head coaches and more offensive coordinators. What are we talking about here?
It's July in sports media.
Pump the brakes. So, yeah, it's been difficult, but I think we found the one. He's the Neo. Right. He's the Neo for our
matrix. Second question.
Yes, sir.
Just a fun question. I know that you're very cautious on what goes into your body, but when we are cheating, is it sweet or salty?
Top question.
Oh,
top
question, baby.
Top question, my man. I
it's
love
a good
it.
Good one, Chris.
I am a savory till I die, man. I love a little ice cream. Went and had some salt and straw here in LA yesterday. Ooh. Berry month. They have monthly flavors. But I love savory, man. Pizza and tacos and pasta and steak. Oh, my God. I could go on for days and days and days. My favorite cheat meal, number one, is a pizza. There's a place near here called Little Dynamite They do an amazing Detroit style. Is my favorite style. Oh baby, little dynamite really Detroit good. With a crispy crust, the burnt cheese on the edge. Oh my god, my mouth is just watering. Can we get some in the break? Can we get some before the third hour? We got Jalen Johnson coming up in the third hour. You guys are the best. Let's rock.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid-fire takes.
And a lot to get to, and I'm not sure you're going to like all of it. Honestly, I don't even care if you like all of it or not. I have a job to do.
Scorching debates.
On any given week, you have lots to beef about. Take advantage of it. Get up in here.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
She's not my fault. We will get to all of that.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
Get up in here, and we'll beef later on. What's your beef?
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You've been warned.